Dear Lord, help us to listen and give us strength to do your words. Amen. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let me start the sermon today by asking you one question. As a people who live in the greater Philly area, how do you feel about the new Pope? I'm not asking it in terms of theology, because interestingly, it becomes a Philly pride. Just because the new Pope is an alumnus of Villanova University, which is my husband's school right now, this new Pope suddenly claim as Philly's Pope. Is it funny? I think it's a Philly thing that if there is a good one thing that comes from Philly, we are very proud of it. We will claim it. Philly people did not waste time. Within hours after the announcement of the new Pope, there was a big billboard in the highway that said, from main line to divine line. Well, we never boasting about Kensington Street, of course, to others. But the news of the new Pope having studied in the greater Philly is certainly something to be proud of and announced. This situation is one of funny and interesting example of the deeper reality of human beings. We want to show people. We want to show the world that we have something. Well, the reality is that we live in the world that makes us compete to show that we have something. We want to tell people so bad that we are special. We are different than others. We are more than others. We want to show that we are related to that famous person. We want people to see that we are well off. Or we want others to know that I am educated person. I'm alumni of one of the Ivy League universities. Or I'm working in the big companies. And so that way, people may see, recognize us, and treat us special. And somehow, we forget that when we pursue what the world loves and recognizes, we are being distracted from what God actually deeply loves. A self-centered life is the opposite of what Christ has unleashed, which is a life of love, humility, and compassion towards others. And we who call ourselves a Christian, a follower of Jesus, should know his teachings and follow them. The story of Dorcas in the Bible is not too long. It's not long at all. But Dorcas is special disciples. She is the only woman in the Bible who is specifically called a disciple, like literally called a disciple. But it is true that she's just an ordinary woman, not a great preacher or a teacher, like maybe Peter, John, or other disciple of Jesus. nor uneducated people like Paul or someone who had a certain power in society. No, she wasn't. She was just an ordinary woman who had sewing skills that were also normal for most women at that time. But there was one thing that made Dorcas known or called as a disciple of Jesus, which was because she lived in love and compassion with those around her who were in need. Even the Bible said she always doing good and helping the poor. She lived in the city of Joppa, a port city, where there were many widows who had lost their husband because of the shipwreck or drowning. And these widows had no jobs to sustain their life. They are a minority that not many people want to help or even consider them as an important. But Dorcas chose to live close to this minority that people didn't even notice or consider important at that time. She chose to serve them, spending her time not to build relationship with the socialite or important person, or even for herself, maybe for like self-love or self-reward. But she chose to spend her time to make clothes to these marginalized people. A job or a lifestyle that I'm sure is not everyone's dream. In the eyes of the world, she was nobody. She is nobody. But that is precisely why she is called a disciple of Jesus. Because she knows who her shepherd is, and she follows his way of life. When I think about the reason of why Dorcas chose a life of self-giving to others, even for these marginalized people, many questions come to my mind. Did Dorcas not worry about her life when she gave so much to others? Well, it's not mentioned in the Bible whether she's married or no, but if she has a family, does she not think about her family's interests first rather than others? Or maybe didn't she have any dream that she want to pursue in her life? To become the first woman featured in the Forbes magazine, maybe? But no. Didn't she feel lacking in her life? This question comes to my mind. Why she chose this kind of life? And then I am reminded of Psalm 23, about the Lord being my shepherd. David, the author of this psalm, was once in a situation where he was seen as a person who lacked, as a person that poor. He was underestimated because he was young, inexperienced, when he went to fight the Goliath. He was once a fugitive, chased by people, and lived under the shadow of the death. But in this psalm, he says that when God is his shepherd, he lacks nothing. Even in the shadow of the death, he fears no dangers because God is with him. His enemies saw him as a poor, but he didn't feel that way. He didn't feel lacking because he knows God is his shepherd. And just like Dorcas, when she may only have enough food for herself or enough money for her daily needs, she still gives to others. She doesn't feel deprived because she knows God is her shepherd who guides and provides her life. The world may see Dorcas's way of life as a foolish of lacking or lacking. But this is because the world does not recognize Jesus' way of life. When I was still in Indonesia, one time my parents and I took a taxi. And usually when I took a taxi, I rarely tip the driver because tipping is not my culture. We don't giving tip in Indonesia. But every time I take a taxi with my parents, they always give extra money as a tip. And then one time I said to my dad, why do you give them extra money, more money? They already got enough from the price of the taxi itself. And then my father said to me, well, we just give them some amount of money. It will not make us poor. And until now, I try to hold what my father said to me. Giving $5 doesn't make you broke. Giving 2 hours listening to someone's story doesn't cost you a whole day. Yielding to other drivers doesn't make you late. It's just 2 seconds. And saying, I forgive you to someone who did you wrong, it doesn't kill you. May we who say we are follower of Christ hear, know, and follow him and live in love and compassion to others. As we are kind to those around us, may they turn their thoughts to God and feel valued by him. Amen.